It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome into the friendly confines of the Bath County High School Gymnasium, the newly polished, shined floor of the Bath County Gymnasium. Yeah. I'm Todd Waits, joined alongside by Davey Moore. Girls basketball action here in Owingsville tonight. The Bath County Lady Cats taking on the Round County Lady Vikings. And Davey, a couple nights ago we were over in Frenchburg, got to see a pretty good basketball game, and the Lady Cats able to get their first win in the district, moving to 1-1 and 5-2 on the season.
Should be another good one. I looked today or last night, one I can't remember, but the last time we beat Round and Menifee in the same season, 2014-2015, so good opportunity tonight. Jump out to 2-1 in the district standings and get some momentum going into the tournament coming up.
Well, Bath County has played two opponents. This will be their third within the district. The first one was Menifee County, or Fleming County over in Flemingsburg. The second one was Menifee County the other night. They lost to Fleming. They beat Menifee. And when you look at common opponents, as far as Bath and Round goes, Round comes in at 4-3, 1-0 in the district. Two of Round's losses to a very good Russell team. Bath County also lost to Russell. But both teams have played Menifee County within the last week, and both teams got a win. Round County's with a 20-point win. Bath County's only a 10-point win. But that was a game that when you and I were there and then Coach Collier came up afterwards and talked to us, you know, they had a 20-point lead at the half.
Right.
And it's almost like they quit playing their basketball and allowed Menifee to get a little confidence and to kind of climb back into things.
Menifee County, they fought their way back into it. Like you say, we kind of slacked off maybe just a little bit. But I was noticing, you know, Brown lost to Russell here in EKC by 24 points. And then just a few days later, they lost to him only by 13. But that was, of course, at home on their court. So. You know, if you kind of go by scores, which is all we've got to go on right now, this should be an evenly matched ball game. Both of them beat Lewis by 20-plus. They both lost to Russell by about 20-plus. So, you know, and then like you said, we had a big lead on Menifee, and so did Round. So I think we should have a really, really good ball game. It should be evenly matched, and it's just whoever takes care of the ball and finishes at the end, I believe.
You know, and when we get into our Ira Kilburn, let's go ahead. We'll do our Ira Kilburn opening arguments, and brought to you by Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law out in Salt Lake. The main one for Bath County is stay out of foul trouble.
Stay out of foul trouble. They have to. Tonight, very important that they stay out of foul trouble. Ashton Barrett's got to be on the floor as much as possible. Bailey French has got to be out there. Jerrica Norris has got to be out there. Kaylee Crouch has got to be out on the floor. You know, those are the, you know, especially the ones that tend to foul on. That's, you know, Ashton, Kaylee, Jerrica, Tiller.
I was going to say Tiller.
Tiller's got to be on the floor. She's got to be able to help us in rebounding. So, you know, I think we may have just a little bit of a size advantage against Round if we can exploit that early. You know, get some easy buckets maybe that'll get us going tonight.
So you got to keep out of foul trouble. You've got to rebound.
Have to rebound.
This is a crashing Round County team. Their guards are going to crash in there to rebound. Haven Ford's gone, but her little sister's here, and she acts just like Haven when it comes to going after them rebounds.
And she's their leading scorer. Imagine that. You got a forward leading scorer again. What is she, just an eighth grader, correct? Yeah, she's just an eighth grader. So, and then, you know, rebounds, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty even. you know, there's about three of them that are right together, four of them right there together. So they're going to crash the boards, you know, but they're going to play hard. Coach Stokes is going to mix up his defenses. So we're going to have to be able to crash boards. I think we need to get some offensive putbacks. Got to be able to get some offensive rebounds and get some second chance points. It'll be really, really important tonight.
And we can't have the turnovers that we've been having. And, you know, the main thing out of it all, we cannot go through those long stretches of no points on the scoreboard.
You know, it's crazy because the boys and girls both do it. It's just really odd. You know, both of them go,
if you've got a 40-point lead and you go 4 or 5 minutes and not score. But when you're in a tight ball game and you go 4 or 5 minutes scoring, or you have a small lead and you allow it to evaporate, you give that other team hope and confidence.
Yeah. So, just trust the game plan. Confidence in yourself. When you have the shot, take it. You know, don't be afraid. Don't hesitate. That's the biggest problem. We start hesitating, and then we start getting a dry spell. And I think a little bit, you know, the team relies on Ashton to try to come make a shot. And that doesn't always work either, because all the defenses are centered around her. So,
absolutely.
You know, I thought our game the other night against Menifee was very good because we were very balanced. A lot of people contribute, and we stayed out of foul trouble. Certain kids stayed on the floor the whole game without having to come out in foul trouble. So if we can do that again tonight, I think we'll walk away with a W.
As Round County a little shorthanded on their side of things, they don't have a deep bench either. Bath County doesn't, so both these coaches want to keep both of their starting fives on the floor as much as possible. That's your Ira Cuban Attorney at Law out in Salt Lake opening arguments. Remember, stick around tonight's post game as we'll also have some player awards given by various sponsors. Those are your Downtown Athletic Club Defensive Player of the Game, your R.L. Cottle Offensive Player of the Game, and your own Sun Hero, brought to you by Swartz Mowing. We appreciate all those great sponsors, including those here throughout our broadcast. And we can't forget about our tip-off sponsor, Montgomery Tractor. Great people over there at Montgomery Tractor. Stop in and visit with them as well. Any of these sponsors you hear throughout the broadcast that we talk about, that you hear in a commercial, stop in to them. Thank you for being part of these broadcasts, because that's what gets us on the air and streaming across the apps. As this is also a game that you'll be able to go back after it's done about 30 minutes later on our website and be able to listen to again. Maybe you missed your favorite player scoring a basket or getting into the game and getting a steal or whatever. You're able to go back and listen to those. Or maybe you just completely forgot that we started at 6:30 tonight and you want to go back and listen. But this is a Lady Cat squad. They're fun to watch.
Yes.
They're putting some wins on the board.
Yes. And, you know, that's huge to be able to go back and listen to it, you know, again. Technology today is just amazing what you can do. And like I say, you may be busy or you may not be home from work yet or whatever, you can tune it in, you know, later on.
I was in college and took sportscasting, Chuck Mirage was one of my teachers, and he would tell me, he's like, it's so valuable to be able to get a recording of your broadcast and listen to it. He's like, I don't care if you like to listen to your own voice or not, but you need to, because you'll catch the little nuances that you do. The uhs and ums and the awkward pauses and different things like that. And, you know, the other thing that he always told me was, you know, be yourself. You know, don't try to be Dickie V and throw all those catchphrases in there. You know, be your own.
Exactly.
And that's something that, you know, we joke around and talk about all the time. You know, as much as he's done for college basketball over the years, sometimes it can get a little annoying, you know, when he starts throwing those out. It's like, just call the action.
Just do the game. Don't get so over the top, you know. You know, Chuck Morales, he's been in Morehead a long time. He did games back when I was in school there, and he does a great job.
But he's a great guy. Him and Tom Lewis both were my teachers for that sportscasting class, and you talk about learning something, and I sure did. And still to this day, when I see them, I stop and thank them. And I was doing some baseball. As a matter of fact, when I had the class, it was a night class, and I would come into class and they were critiquing me from my previous game of the week or whatever. So that was tough.
That's always helpful.
Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during the New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now, Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 6 months, for 60 months, or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end Value Bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offers end December 31st. As we want to take a break for back studio, when we return, we'll have starting lineup some more right here on WKCA's. It'll be Bath County, Round County in action here in just a few moments.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If I told you adding BioReg Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioReg Plus products or BioReg Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
Welcome back here. Bath County High School has starting lineup for Round County just being announced here. Now for the Lady Cats, as they're being announced out on the court. Looks like they're going to go. I thought usually he puts the first five on here, and he does. Diamond Wills, Lauren Eastham, Kelby Ford, Cassie Perkins, and Olivia Beach are the starting lineups for the Round County Lady Vikings, coached by Mike Stokes. They come in at 4-3, 1-0 within the district. Their lone win over Menifee County. Bath County starters look like this: Bailey French, Ashton Barrett, Kaylee Crouch, Jerrica Norris, and Kyra Fareed will be in the starting lineup. Coach Mark Collier and staff come in with a 5-2 record, 1-1 within the district. A win over Menifee, a loss to Fleming County. So this one, final seedings on the line to determine where you're going to be when it comes to district tournament. Bath County would love to get a win over the Lady Vikings.
You don't want to lose a district game at home. You want to defend your home court. You know, we got the loss to Russell on our home court. Russell's a really, really good team. We need a W tonight here on our home court.
And it was a Bath County team. I watched Russell and Round County play on that girls' side of things. Bath County, I thought, played better than Round County did.
Yes.
Let's see how it goes tonight. It's stepping in to jump for both teams. It'll be free on the other side, Beach. Ball is up. It's controlled by Ford in the backcourt as Kelby will dribble in the front court for the Lady Vikings. That should be picked up by youngster and Bailey French, dribbling in the half court here. Over to the right wing, they get the ball into the hands of Beach. Into the hands of Beach now, as that was Perkins. They give it over to Ford. She drives along the baseline, shot up, no good. Barrett with a rebound. Leads the team at about 5+ per game. As they hit Freed on the inside, drop step, nice little move to the left, shot up, no good, gets her own board. She's working hard, kicks it out. French, baseline jumper, left side's up, good, back in, leads it 2-0.
Good board work there by Freed down low, get that bucket for Bailey.
Good court awareness as Ford going to the basket, has her shot blocked by Freed. Norris gets a rebound, she'll come dribbling out of there, gives it over to the left side to Barrett. Barrett working against Ford, has it knocked away, quick hands there by the eighth grader on the senior.
She has a lot of similarities as her sister, a lot of similarities. She's got quick hands, she gets to the basket quick. She'll start finishing here when she gets stronger. She's just an eighth grader. She got a tough assignment trying to guard Ashton.
Gives it to Barrett over to the right wing to Norris. Norris looking, trying to load it in to Freed. Lobs it in there, ball's knocked away, stolen away. Now going the other direction is Round County. Wills drives in, gonna have a jump ball, possession in favor of Bath County. Wills took it right at the back-ending defender and Barrett. Barrett just reached out and grabbed the ball.
Good defense by Ashton there. prevent the easy basket.
So Barrett gets the ball inbounded to her. Come walking up, Brown County.
Brown in a 1-2-2 half court.
Free comes in to the left side, goes up. She's going to be fouled. They call the reach-in foul there, I believe, on Eastham. Her first, team first. We'll just go ahead and say it, Davey. Stats tonight.
My man, Charlie Charles is here.
Charlie Charles on the board for us.
Yes.
It's a free. First free throw on its way. In and out, no good. We'll get a second. Basically, all free throws now are two. There's no one in a bonus.
There's no one in a bonus anymore. Still hard to get used to that, but I'm getting better at it.
3 seconds.
She crossed the line too soon.
Little quick. She knew she missed it.
She knew it was going to be off.
So Bath County still leading at 2-0. 6:42 left to go in the opening quarters. They inbound the ball to Wills. Back over to Ford.
Definitely not an intimidating Lady Vikings team like we've seen in the past. You can tell that they're shorthanded tonight and very young.
Ford working against French, gets it all in the paint, kicks it over to the baseline, but maybe got away with some steps at Eastham. Ends up pinballing around, long two, left side's up from Wills, off the mark, no good. Rebound's knocked out of there. Guess who comes out with Ford from Bath County? Barrett. Another rebound in the books for her. Comes dribbling the other direction, all the way down, over to Norris. Norris penetrates in lane, gets all the way to the rack, lays up too hard. Rebound's
finish.
Off the Wills. She's up front court, and she traveled with it. With the stop back, and it flashed in front of who she was initially wanting to pass to. Steps call.
She was looking ahead, and then all of a sudden we stepped right in the passing lane, and she had no place to go with it.
So Bath County's French will inbound back court to Barrett. Bath County in their home whites, Round County in their greens. Minifee the other night was in the black. It's kind of an alternate color a lot of these teams like to wear anymore. Missed a shot with Norris. Krause gathers the rebound, kicks it out to Barrett. Wills gets a steal.
There's a lid on the basket right now.
Skip dribbling up the left side, and she carried the ball. That's two turnovers back-to-back for Wills. Normally a little bit better.
A little out of control.
With the ball.
They're looking to push the ball when they can.
So Bath County gets it inbounded to Barrett. Over here to French on this near side. Skips over to Norris on the right wing. Fakes a hard pass and tries to throw it to Eastham. Eastham knocks it down. Norris drives in, dumps it off. Shot up from Fareed, no good. But she was fouled down low.
Brown was in a 2-3 that time. Good baseline move by Jerick. And they come to double and left Fareed open on the block there.
Fouls on Beach, her first, team second. Fareed, second trip to the line. First free throw up, long on that one.
There's a lid on the basket right now. Somebody needs to knock that off or break through here.
So 0 for 3. Breeds and dribbles to the floor. Second free throw up. That one's long as well. Rebound comes off the Beach.
All four of them in the same spot. All four were long.
Well, it could have been like that team the other night and just bank them all in.
Yeah.
Ford working against French, drives to the right, now gets in the tank. Barrett comes up to steals it, trying to fit it over the Wills. Barrett left hand, left side, shot off the back of the bottom of the backboard, no good.
She got in too deep, she was looking for a foul, and the girl went straight up.
Eastham gets a rebound, gives it over to Wills. Wills nearly lost it again. Got French guarding her, using an offhand, got to be careful. Over to the right wing, goes Round County, picked up a dribble. To Perkins now over to Beach. They feed it down low to Wills, and it's knocked away. French comes up with a steal for Bath County.
Good look on the back door. Just thought it was a very good pass. Bath defended it very well.
Over to Crouch on the right wing. She gets it out to Barrett. Barrett looking to penetrate, drives in and gets four, throws up a hook shot, draws the third Round County foul.
That's experience against the inexperience right there.
And that's first on Ford.
She had Ford on her heels.
So Barrett at the line, see if she can get the cellophane off that rim.
Somebody's got to.
Free throw up.
There it
good.
Is.
There you go, Kyra. That's how you go through.
Yep. Maybe let's get us going now.
Barrett, second free throw on its way. Good as well. Bath County leading 4-0. 4:33 left to go here. Opening quarter, Bath County. About 3 minutes off the clock between baskets. Luckily, Brown County still has yet to score. They dump it on the inside, over to the right. Perkins shot up, no good. Rebound comes off the Beach. She's tied up by French. Jump ball possession in favor of Brown County.
Ghost Reed set to come into the game. I'm going to sure to replace three.
Yep.
Bath and they're in half court man to man.
So Ford will look to trigger from the baseline. Looking, lobs it into the foul line. Norris guarding Beach, shot up, no good. I'm going to say Norris tapped her on the wrist. That was a little ticky-tack myself.
It's kind of ticky-tack, but she did have her hands down instead of holding them straight up.
That's the first foul on Norris, first foul on Bath County as a team.
I'm going to say Stokes got that foul for her because he was in his ear the whole time Bath was down there on this other end.
Beach free throw, no good.
The free throw percentages are not very good tonight, are they?
Not at all.
Brown still can't break the lid, can they?
So Barrett, rebound, pushes the other direction, all the way to the left, goes up. Ball goes out of bounds. I'm going to say Reed stepped out with it. No.
He's going to say, yep. Josie touched it last. Looks like to me Ashton got raked across the arm on the drive there, but they didn't see it that way, so.
Ford working against French, hands it off to Wills. Wills curls towards paint, kicks it over.
She won.
She traveled with it. She faked the three and went to make a move towards the basket, turning it over. Bath County's Norris inbounds to Barrett. 3:49 left to go. Opening quarter. Bath County leading it 4-0 over Round County here in Owingsville. Barrett with it at half court. Bounces over to Reed on the left wing. Reed puts down a dribble. Now picks it up. Needs some help. Wills closes out on her. Finds Norris between the circles. Over to Crouch. Back out to Norris. Norris puts down the dribble now. Gives it over to Barrett out on that right wing. Calls for a pick to be set. Crouch will come over and do the honors. They hedge off. Barrett gets a switch.
It was a good hedge.
Gives it back. French three. Top of the key is up. In and out. No good. Rebound spot for it. Pulled out there by Wills of Round County.
That was a good hedge by Beach, forcing Ashton to go the other way.
Ford has it on the left wing. She traveled with it. Turned it over to Bath County.
I'm not sure how many turnovers that is for Round, but it's a lot.
So Brindley Walker will see her first action. She's been out for a little bit.
Reed back in.
Beach
replaces Reed.
Will take a seat for Round County. So Barrett back the other direction. Hands it off to French. French curls, kicks over Norris. Three right corners up. Bouncing off top of the backboard. No good. It's stuck.
Get the pole. Ball stuck at the top. Get the pole.
Pete Scott's on it.
So we got 2:56 left to go in the first quarter. We have a 4-0 ball game. And luckily, we are the four.
Been a minute and a half. Pete's not moving as fast as
no,
he used to.
Pete would already had that down, and we'd be playing back in the day. But, hey.
He would have jumped up there and got it. Wouldn't have been no pole needed.
There we go.
So, Spico's running off the court.
Bath picking up a bit more forecourt. This possession.
To get it into Wills, back over to Ford. Ford comes racing up the right side, right-handed dribble, all the way down. Lost the handle, but able to get it back. Still with it is Ford. Bath County is, looks like they're matching up now.
Yeah, man-to-man.
Or girl-to-girl. So go with the lob on the inside to Eastham. They kick it over to Walker. Now to Ford. Ford has it between the circles.
Can't leave Walker open. She's a good shooter. Nice back door, nice
Eastham
pass.
Cuts, misses. Barrett with another rebound from Bath County, comes racing out of that left side.
Good help by Norris there to keep that from being an easy layup.
All the way down, goes up, tries to do a left-handed layup, and Ford with those quick hands just knocks away once
knocks
again.
Knocks away.
Norris looking to trigger.
Brown.
Gets it into French. French to the foul line, bounces over to the near side, trying to hit Crouch, but she thought she was going up with a shot and had started breaking towards the basket. Sells out of bounds, turns over to Round County.
Crouch was zigging, and Bailey thought she was zagging, so.
So Ford back the other direction. dribbles down, takes it all the way to baseline, lost it, goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch for Brown County off the knee, a forward. We've got a timeout on the floor. Coach Stokes has seen enough. He's going to call for a 30-second. We'll take one as well. Back to studio for just 30 seconds. Brown County leads 4-0 over Brown County right here on WKCA.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
.208 left to go in the opening quarter. Brown County 4, Brown County nothing. And this girls match up, a little early start. Sometimes you wonder if that doesn't mess with the flow and the mojo. I know Brown County didn't roll in until about 6 o'clock.
There's no JV game, and I was going to assume Ram was in school today. We were not.
Parrott with a 3 makes it 7-0. 1:55 left to go.
Maybe that gets us going.
It's forward back the other direction. It's not like Bath County's not getting shots. They just hadn't been able to get them to fall. They come in, and French with a good job took it away from Ford, but knocked it out last. So Perkins will check out. Beach will return to the lineup.
Because Sam was off the air. Bath has a chance to put this thing away early. We just can't let them hang around, even though they haven't scored yet.
Ford triggers it in high. Walker's got it on the left wing. Work against Free, goes up, has a shot blocked down there. I don't know if it's Freed or Norris or both of them, but it was a block shot. They throw it to Crouch, threw her hands out of bounds. And she looked like she was ready to catch and shoot that one, couldn't haul that one on in.
She took her eye off it. She was too quick for wanting to shoot it. Got to catch it first.
So Ford, calling directions. She comes to the timeline, crosses it. French picks her up, over to Walker, out high on that left wing. Walker feeds it inside to Wills, and it's stolen away by Barrett.
By Ashton right there. Reached over without fouling.
Barrett comes dribbling down, lost it. Gets it back. 3 left side is up from Barrett. In and out, no good. Long kicker for rebound. Barrett tracks it down. She has it knocked away by Walker of Brown County. It'll still be Bath County ball.
Again, her experience come through there. She saw Ford kind of just jogging after and knew she could go get it. Well, I'm not sure. We'd have to ask Randy Stacy last time Lady Vikings went scoreless in a quarter.
Crouch in the left corner. Gets it out to Barrett out on this left wing. Walker guarding her. Free comes up, going to set a pick. They get the switch to give it to Crouch. Crouch drives in the paint, kicks it out to French. French penetrates, floater up. It's short. Rebound kicks off. Brown County comes up with it. Eastham gets into the hands of Wills. She comes dribbling up the left side. Throws it to Beach at the foul line.
No call.
Over here to Perkins. Now to Wills out on that left side. Wills with it, point the circle. Picked up her dribble. Finds Walker. 3, left side is up.
Blocked by Barrett.
Free gets the rebound, loads it up to Barrett, up, lays it in for 2. Bath County leads it 9-0. 19 seconds left to go in the quarter. Walker back the other direction with 14 seconds, crosses the timeline, has it between the circles. French picks her up, down to 9. Brown County going to try to get the last shot. Ball over to the left wing. Norris knocks away, 4 seconds, 3 seconds to throw it to Wills. Norris knocks away, and Brown County will not get any points on the board after one quarter of basketball here in Owingsville. It's the Bath County Lady Cats 9, the Brown County Lady Vikings 0. We'll be back for the second quarter in 1 minute right here on WKCA.
These quick stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick. Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick, across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Eight minutes of basketball left to go in this half. Bath County leads it by 9 over Round County.
If you had Bath leading 9-0 after 1 on your bingo card, you are tonight's winner.
Absolutely. If that was your opening argument, as Barrett pushes a shot, no good. Freed with the rebounder, put back, no good. Fighting against 4 Vikings, couldn't get that one away.
Good hustle by Kyra right there, just couldn't get it to fall.
Walker comes dribbling up the left side. Got it up top. Barrett strides crossover.
Front
of this Walker. Takes it away. Coast to coast. Laying it up and in. 11-0 Bath County. 7:34 left to go here. First
round,
half of basketball.
Round just doesn't have an offensive answer. They don't know where to go. They don't know where to turn to.
So give it off Perkins up top. Over to Beach out on that left wing. She'll launch a quick three. It's up. It's long. French with the rebound. Bath County with numbers. Over to Fareed. It's knocked away. Wills. Quick hands, quick feet, gets down there and knock it away.
Good hustle by Round right there to knock it away.
Josie Furnish checks in along with Ford returns as Easton and Beach will check out for Round County. Norris inbounds, quick shot up from Barrett, in and out, no good. Follows, gets her own board, goes back up, she's fouled.
Nobody blocked her out, and she followed her shot.
So she can go to line for 2.
Get rewarded for two free throws.
Walker whistle for her first, team first of this quarter. Free throws up and good by Barrett. Makes it 12-0.
Abbott in for Round. 5'1", eighth grader.
Well, Furnish, 5'7", eighth grader. Second free throw from Barrett. In and out, no good. Furnish gets a rebound. Gets it over to Ford. Ford comes dribbling up the right side, now at the top of the key.
I'm not sure Abbott is 5'1". That's very generous.
To get over to Abbott. She launches a 3. No good. Norris gets a rebound. Norris behind the back dribble in front court. Finds Barrett. Over to the corner. Bailey French wide open 3. No good. Rebound caroms off. Knocked around, ends up Freeze hand. She puts it up, no good. Rebounds knocked out there. Ford will tear it away for Round County. She comes dribbling up the right side. Gets around Norris. Gets around French. Finally gets Round County in the books. 12-2. Bath County lead is trimmed to 10. 12-2. Bath County with the basketball.
Good crossover move by Ford there.
Barrett backdoor finds Norris. Norris goes up, no good. Foul by Furnish.
Round lost on defense there. I don't know if some of them were in man, some of them were zone. I don't know. Norris gets the opportunity to shoot 2 free throws.
So Norris short on her free throw. Well, if Bath County had made their free throws, just think what this league would look like.
This would be, again, you have an opportunity like this. You need to put a team like this away now.
Tiller comes in, Free checks out, Ford goes, gets the rebound for Round County. She comes racing up the right side, leading scorer on the season and on the night for Round County.
She's leading them with 2.
So give the ball up to Perkins. Perkins comes in there, bailed out by Bath County foul.
She was out of control and they bailed her out.
They're going to say she was in active shooting.
I don't know about that, but that was on Crouch.
Perkins misses the first. We'll get a second. Second free throw on its way, and that one's good. 12-3, Bath County leads. 6:06 left to go in the opening half of basketball here in Owingsville. Barrett walks it up to the timeline. Tiller sets a pick up top. Barrett trips over to the right side, all the way to the right block. Throws a shot up, no good. Rebound comes out of there with it by Will. She's fouled
on
by Tiller.
Ashton out of control that time.
A Ford directs traffic coming in the front court, calling for a pick, gets it, gets around French, kicks it out to Wills. Wills, thought about three, now drives in, goes up, has the ball deflected, comes up with it, over to Abbott, now to Ford. Ford with it between the circles.
They set a screen for Ford, but then after that, they don't know what to do. They're just lost.
Perkins has it out here on the wing. Ball goes to the floor. Norris ties up with Abbott. Jump ball, possession on favor of Brown County.
Stays at Brown County.
So Brown County will come with a replacement. Eastland will return. Perkins will check out. Ford looks, gets it into Furnace, now over to Abbott, three, right side's up, and it's good.
That's the reason they brought her in. That's the reason she's in the ballgame. She's not afraid to chuck it. That's nothing but net there. Again, just a 7-point lead. We've had many opportunities to get this to double digits or more.
They give it to French. French over to Crouch. Crouch dribbles to the left wing, now gives it to Barrett. They change play. Barrett with it now between the circles. Over to French on the left wing. She gets a little crease of an opening. I thought she was going to pull up, take the trigger.
I thought she took the three there. If they go underneath that screen, you need to shoot the three.
Barrett does. Abbott gets a rebound. Shortest player on the floor.
Again, 5-1 is generous.
As Ford has the ball knocked away by Barrett. Norris gets a steal.
Throws it away.
Back to Barrett, tosses it out of bounds. Turnover to Bath County. And they're saying that three, she had a foot on the line, so they only credit her with a two, so 12-5. So Round County inbounds. Ford will come up, calling a play as she crosses the timeline with it.
Big chance for them to cut into this lead. They can have, you know, they score a couple buckets here.
As near steals goes off of Wills' hand. She saves it back in, but the French, trying to get it. Abbott trying to save it in. They say she stepped out of bounds with it. But French was bumped.
That was a lot of contact and a little bit of everything there.
But it's not fair. We've got the advantage up here and can see ahead where they're trying to run and catch up to the action. So our vantage point on that one might have been a little bit better. Crouch wide open three. Right corner is up and an out, no good. Walker gets a rebound.
I like the confidence in the shot, though. She went right up with it.
Over to Wills. Wills tries a rapid pass to Ford down low, and it's knocked out of bounds. They're going to say goes out of bounds. Last touch by Round County.
She thought it was touched by Bath, but
7-point Bath County lead, 3:52 left to go. Lady Cats scored at the 7:09 mark. Really, really need a basket.
Yes, they do.
Over to Crouch. She's got it out on the right wing. Loads it inside to French. French fouled from behind by Wills. Have a little frustration on that last exchange.
Yeah. I got her as her first.
Yep. Everybody in the game has won, pretty much. He's panning a shot out there.
Big three from Barrett right there. Big bucket.
As Ford trying to answer the other
way. She answers the other way.
And does. 15-8.
We backed off of her and she nailed it.
As French back the other direction. Gets a little crease, takes it all the way in, goes up, shot too hard off the block. Walker gets a rebound for Round County. All five Lady Vikings back. Bath County put on a 3-on-2 to Abbott. Quick shot up, no good. Tiller claims a rebound. Her and Walker tie. Ball ends up on the floor. Barrett finally jumps in. Jump ball.
Once again, smallest girl on the floor is right there attacking after.
Jump ball.
Stuck her nose right in there against Tiller and Barrett.
As Norris will come in and replace Reed.
Once again, got opportunity here. A 3-point bucket to stretch it back out to double digits.
Barrett comes dribbling up the left side. Now has it between the circles, double pick up top. Barrett pushes it down, Ford knocks it out of bounds. Still be back any ball.
Abbott did a good job of hedging around again, but then she let her go.
Into Barrett, quick three, right side's up. No good, rebound comes off.
That was going to be on Norris. I don't know about that. That's her second.
First player with two in the ball game. 15-8 back in the leads Brown County. 2:40 left to go here in the half. Walker gets a little crease, drives in, little running one-handers up, makes it a five-point contest with 2:35 left to go.
You can't let her get hot. We'll see what she could do last year in the district tournament.
Barrett walks it across the timeline, over to Norris on the right wing. Norris curls, sees a little crease, goes in, goes up, scoops out, has it blocked out of bounds by Eastham.
Brown's starting to have a little pep in her step now that they've made some buckets, getting some stops.
Reed comes back, and Tiller will check out.
Bath really needs a bucket right here.
Norris will look the trigger. Gets in to French on the right wing. French now with it between the circles. Over to the left side to Norris. Norris looking. Throws it up top to French. Back over to Norris.
Grounds in a zone.
Norris drives in, dumps it inside to Fareed. Fareed has it taken away down low. Abbott then gets tied up. Jump ball.
Possession
in favor of Brown.
Ford was just too strong when Kyra tried to go up for the shot and just took it right away from her.
Ford to Abbott, back to Ford. Comes in the front court with it. Trying to get around Barrett. Goes in. Forces a shot up, no good. Rebound comes off. Ford comes up with it.
Three lady catch right there, and they just let it fall to the floor. Ford out hustled them. Gonna be Barrett's first.
Nope. No, it's gonna be Crouch. Two on Crouch.
Two on Crouch.
So Lady Cats with two, players with two, both Crouch and Norris.
Lady Vikings shooting the double bonus the rest of the way.
Ford looking to trigger, gets it to Abbott. Abbott curls, throws it over the Wills on this right side. Wills works down low, puts a shot up. Faree gets a block. Barrett gets a rebound. Barrett pushes it back in the front court. Over to Norris on the left wing. Norris has it knocked away by Walker. Barrett ends up on the floor. Timeout. Nope, jump ball. Coach tried to get the timeout.
Yeah, but still our possession, but he didn't want to lose that possession before the end of the half. At the rate this is going, I think we may have another jump ball or two before the half. So, once again, another percent. We need a bucket here.
Norris, the trigger underneath their own basket.
Well, we scored
looks,
three or
looks.
Five points this quarter.
They get it into French over on the left wing. She curls, finds Reed. Surprised Reed didn't go up that one. She was wide open.
Out he goes over to Ashton. She's got the little Abbott girl on her.
Barrett with it on this left wing.
They're in a zone.
Got a pick. Gets switched off to Walker. Now French. Over to Reed. She catches and shoots three. Left wing in and out. No good. Rebounds tipped around. Pulled out there by Ford. Ford comes dribbling down court. Goes over to Walker. Steps into three. Literally steps into it.
Said she hopped on it.
Turned over to Bath County. Brown County faithful not happy with that, but
again, she's nothing but net on it. She may be getting her shooting eye after that little runner a while ago.
Barrett gives it over to Norris on the right wing. Norris gives it to Reed. Hands it off to Barrett. Barrett with it between the circles. Dribbles into the paint. Falls down, gets it to French. French. I thought she did a good job, got her foot down, but must not have got it down as good as I thought she did.
I guess it just looked like a walk. I don't know. I thought she had a pivot foot steal, but
I thought she established it with that left.
I did too. This is a very, very sloppy ball game.
It's forward back the other direction.
Again.
Hands it off to Walker.
I'm surprised Walker didn't go up with that. I'm glad she didn't.
Over to Ford. Yeah. Has it knocked away by Barrett, Reed, and Ford top jump ball, Brown County.
Told you there'd be another jump ball.
28 seconds left to go.
Lady Cats holding on to a five-point lead. Clinging.
Gritty.
Clinging.
It's Ford.
That's offensive, yep.
Gets it inbounded to Wills, and Wills just shoves French out of the way.
That's a frustration foul.
So that's two on Wills.
So possession stays with Round County since there was a foul before the ball was thrown in.
Nope, it'll be back any ball.
Yeah, because of the foul, but the possession arrow stays with Round for the next jump ball, even though that was supposed to be Round's ball. That makes sense. That's a lazy pass.
Jumps to foul in the line. Rebound comes off the forward. She's got it in the paint. Goes up. Shot's no good. French with the rebound for Bath County. Two missed opportunities for the Lady Vikings. Brown County
couldn't lose it right through. Straight out of bounds.
And French lost it.
Half-court man for the Lady Cats.
So roll it in with 10 seconds to Walker. Walker walks it to the timeline. Seven. French better get up on her as Walker comes in, and she traveled with it with 3 seconds. So Bath County with time. They can catch, get a few dribbles down to advance this ball. Norris gets it to Barrett. Barrett half-court heave. Good if it goes. Off the backboard, no good. We played two quarters of basketball here in Owingsville. And at the halftime, it's the Bath County Lady Cats 15, the Round County Lady Vikings 10. As we'll be back in a couple of minutes as Davey Moore will work on getting some stats put together from this first half of basketball right here on WKCA. We'll return courtside in 2 minutes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Team to 10. Bath County leads it by five here in Owingsville on Round County. It's Bath County Lady Cats, Round County Lady Vikings, 61st district matchup here in Owingsville this evening. Started a little early, started at 6:30, but you know, it's Christmas, those things will happen, and Bath County able to shut out Round County after one quarter. It was 9-0 after one. And then Round County able to get 10 points up in that second quarter. Bath County only got 6, so the Lady Vikings won that second quarter.
Yes, and these stats are not very good. And again, that Abbott was a 2 and not a 3. So give them 10 points for the half. Lady Vikings were total field goals 4 of 19 for 21.1%. Three-pointers, they were 2 of 7 for 28.6%. And free throws, they were 1 of 4 for 25%. They had 17 turnovers. I don't know. I don't want to credit all of it to our defense. They missed, but we did play good half-court defense that first half. That caused 17 turnovers. They had 23 total rebounds. For the lady, and they were led in scoring by Ford with 5. And then for our Lady Cats, 5 of 27 from the field, 18.5%. 2 of 11 from 3 for 18.2%. 3 of 9 from the free throw line for 33%. Just overall, The shooting percentages are like the weather outside, extremely cold. Bath County was led by Ashton Barrett with 13 points. She does have 7 rebounds already, so she's working towards a double-double. Lady Cats had 9 turnovers. Lady Cats only had, they had 18 total rebounds. The Round has the rebounding edge at this time. So, you know, Ashton has 13 of our 15. That's just not a good sign. We need more balanced scoring. Need to get somebody else going in the scoring column. So hopefully maybe in the second half. Again,
just got 9 of our 18 rebounds, too.
Yes. And the thing, you know, maybe the different start time. Bath County was out of school today. I don't know about Round if they had school today or not. But just the overall, not a very good half. So there's only one way to go, and that's up this half. You know, Bath County fortunately has the lead, but they had many, many, many opportunities to put this Round County team away, and they didn't do it. So hopefully maybe they can start out quick in this third quarter and get on top of Round double digits and let's come away with a victory tonight.
But let's hope Bath County doesn't have a lackluster second and kind of let up and with this Round County team hanging close. I mean, they've got some players that can absolutely fill it up. We've seen Walker over the years. You know, Ford's got the lineage, and
right.
Last year we saw her a couple of times in some limited action, and she's not afraid to, you know, to put points on the board either. So, you know, Bath County, they've got to stay out of foul trouble. When you look at the, you know, the fouls in the first half, you know, Bath County's got 2 players that's got 2, and you know, one of those is Crouch and the other one is Norris. The only other foul on Bath County was on Tiller. So they only committed 5 fouls in that first half. 7 for Round County. You've got Diamond Wills, who's got 2, the only Lady Viking in somewhat foul trouble. And then 1 apiece for Eastham, Ford, Beach, Walker, and Josie Furnish to round out the Round County players. So the points off turnovers, 10-0 in favor of Bath County. Free throw points, 3-1.
Yes. I mean, you know.
Bath County left 9 points off of missed free throws out there.
We had 0. Is that right? We had 0 second chance points. No, that was Round County at 0. We had 3. So, again, we led that part. Again, we talked about getting second chance points, and we held Round to 0 second chance points. So,
you know, it's probably been a long time since a Round County Lady Viking squad was held scoreless in a quarter, if ever.
I don't know. I mean, that's something for Randy Stacy or somebody in that can dig out the archives on that. That's simply amazing to me.
Doug Toy, where you at? You always say you know the answers to these questions, and you know, he listens, and you would think that he would have that one dug out and figured out by now.
Yeah. But, come on, Doug, send us a text.
We are at half. Bath County leading it by 5. 15-10 over Round County. So we'll be back in just a little bit. We're going to send it back to studio for a word from a couple of sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKCA.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Bath County leads Round County 15-10 here at halftime as we're getting closer and closer to the second half getting underway. Kind of checking in on your Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law out in Salt Lake arguments here. Fouls, you know, Bath County's got to stay out of foul trouble. Rebounding, And Doug Toy is finally texting me saying, Carbonain, what was it? We need to know last time Round County was held scoreless in a quarter.
Round County Lady Cats were held scoreless in a quarter.
And Bath County needed to score, not go through long stretches. They went almost 4 minutes in that second quarter before Ashton Barrett got a three to go up. They only scored 6 points in that second quarter. Went on a little flurry at the beginning, getting 3 points on the board, and then a three-point late. The final 3 minutes, 33 seconds, didn't score.
We got to do a better job of taking advantage of opportunities that are given to us. When we create turnovers, it's going to be Round County's ball starting out here in the second half. So
Round County went 9.5 minutes before scoring in tonight's game.
Man, what that's Sierra Desert drought type. That's Bass gonna pick up their defensive pressure this half. So Francis drawing the assignment to guard forward.
Be interesting to see how things shake out here. As Ford hands it off to Eastham, they give it to Wheels, back to Eastham. Eastham couldn't get it when delivered inside. They give it out to Wheels. Wheels has Barrett guarding her. They go with the handoff. Norris commits
pick
a foul.
Up her third.
That's three. Doug Toy's wisdom. That's an odd one for sure. Probably never.
That's what I'm saying. The same thing, Doug.
Doug,
I've not witnessed it in my 55 years, so.
And I haven't heard it because that would be one that everybody would be talking about.
It would be on the news for sure, wouldn't it?
It's Barrett. Up on Wills, Crouch. Again, guarding Eastham.
Again, Bath County has picked up their defensive pressure.
They're trying to force it over to Ford. I thought it went off the hands of French out of bounds. Bath County, French just, I like that. She just kind of started nonchalantly walking back her direction for the, made the official make the call.
Yep.
Versus admitting guilt.
Exactly. Don't ever admit guilt on the, make them make the call. That's their job.
They get into Eastham out on the wing.
Ground, they just look out of sorts.
Up to Ford, back over to Eastham. Three up, left side, it's short. Rebound comes off, they save it in. Barrett comes up with it. So technically she gets the rebound. Looks ahead, throws it down to French. It's stolen away by Wills. Wills comes dribbling up. French from behind, back tips it right into the
right
hands of a waiting Perkins. Her three up, no good.
We
have a rebounding foul.
Foul.
As Beach will go over the back.
Be her second.
So Norris will inbound.
Kind of a sluggish start again. Of course, this is only Bath County's second possession, so.
French hands it off to Barrett. Barrett dribbles, give it off to Norris. Norris goes to take off.
She traveled.
Once again, you got to be able to take care of the ball.
So that'd be turnover number 11. They had nine in the first half. They turned the ball over two possessions in a row.
Sam down at the Wills. Wills will walk it up to the timeline. Dribbles to her left wing, hands it off to Ford. Ford caught French looking, goes up the shot, misses it. French just rips the rebound away. She comes dribbling into front court, stops, pops, free throw jumper from French. It's good. 17-10 back, and he leads it by 7, 6:21 left to go in third quarter.
Nice choice by Bailey right there. Good look, good read on the.
Just a heads-up play. To catch what the defense was giving her. As Barrett went for a steal, gambled and missed. They give it over to Ford. Free comes up top. Beach drives in. Shot no good. And if that's on Norris, that's her fourth.
It's going to be four. I think it is going to be Norris. Yep, that is
and
her fourth. She just needed to step out of the way there and just let her go.
So Josie Reed will come in to replace Norris. Beach free throw up. It's long, no good.
Round 1 of 5 from the free throw line.
Beach, the lone senior on this roster, makes that free throw. 17-11, Bath County with a 6-point lead, 6:02. Left go third quarter.
The missed opportunities both ways are enormous.
So Barrett comes across the timeline, works, gets a switch, gets it over to Reed on the left wing, to Crouch in the left corner. Crouch looks. Goes driving along the baseline, lost the handle out of bounds.
Turnover number 12.
Walker will come in. Park Perkins will check out.
Three out of four possessions, we have turned it over. Again, opportunities to get some separation, and we're just not doing it.
So Wills comes up in the front court, kicks it up top, drives all the way down the left side. The left-handed layup is good. Brown County within four, 17-13.
Brown County's going to start having a little pep in their step. We've got
French Curls tries to throw a pass over the crowd, sells out of bounds. Turnover to Lady Cats.
Coach Collier's going 30-second timeout. 30-second timeout.
Coach Collier calls the 30-second. We'll take one as well. Round County draws within four, 17-13. Bath County still with the lead. Back in just 30 seconds right here on WKCA.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
So Brown County will inbound. Might as well stay full length of the court to go.
Bath has picked them up full court man-to-man.
So they get it to Walker. Walker drives all the way in. Euro step shot up, no good, but she was fouled.
Collier looking for Krause to step over and take the charge. That's her third foul.
So you got Norris with four, Crouch with three. So Walker at the free throw line. Free throw no good.
Lady Cats are starting to pick up some unneeded fouls to some key players. Luckily, Ashton has not committed one yet.
Oh, now you jinxed her.
I know.
Walker, free throw good.
Once again, I mean, it's just a three-point lead, and it seems like Bass should be up 20 points.
At least. Freed with it, double team in the backcourt. Session in favor of Bath County. Bath County will inbound.
This 1-2-1-1 press has kind of got Bath County.
Reed gets it into Crouch. Come over, try the trapper. Reed, now to Barrett. In the middle of four to French. French drives all the way down, shot up on the right side, no good. Rebound tipped around. Out of bounds, I'm going to say last touch for Bath County's Crouch.
Bailey was kind of fading away when she went just straight up with it.
Reed acts like she might have got a one to the chops
there. She got caught in the nose there, or mouth one. Tiller coming in. Trainer Broderick Moore on it. Again, Bath in full court man.
Moore wanting to throw the home run ball, but Bath County did a good job.
She was wanting to let it fly.
To get over to Wills. Three, right wing is up for the tie. Bouncing, no good. Beach with the rebound. Reed took it away for just a moment. Back to Beach. Forces it up, no good. Tiller with the rebound. She clears out some space.
She cleared out and maybe took a couple of steps, but hey.
Barrett back the other direction in the lane. Forces one up. Bouncing. Good. And one. The foul's going to be on Round County. Ford, her second. So Barrett with a chance to extend the lead. Free throw no good.
Just a free throw.
Easton gets the rebound. Over to Wills. Wills comes dribbling in the front court. All the way over to this left wing. Wills picked up a dribble, needs some help. Gives it to Ford between the circles. Ford gets to Beach on the inside, working against Tiller. Tiller didn't give up space. French gets a rebound.
Good defense by Tiller there.
French over to Crouch on that left wing. Back out to French. It'll set a play. Over to Reed. Out to Barrett on this right wing. Tiller working hard, trying to get set up on that inside. Trying to post up Beach. They give it to Barrett. Barrett works. Elbow jumper up. Good. Falling away. 21-14, 7-point Bath County lead.
Nice little step back by Ashton there. And then she reaches in, gets a silly foul.
Little ticky-tack foul right in front of the official. Picks up her first.
And I jinxed her.
Let's just hope she don't get them in bunches.
No. Now Brown will be shooting two free throws the rest of the quarter.
Ford looking a trigger underneath her own basket. Looking, looking, still looking. Throws it in, finds Beach.
She gets
the foul line. She did. She hopped, but not called.
Lead back to five.
Barrett over to Crouch. Crouch puts down a dribble, comes up the left side. She's triple team, turns
her
right
back
into Walker.
You can't turn your back to the defense when you're dribbling like that against full court pressure. They're going to come from behind.
Beckham able to inbound. No pressure from Round County into Barrett. Barrett gets it across the timeline. Gets a switch, drives all the way down. Shot up, bouncing no good. Rebound skipped around. Claimed there by Walker. Gets it to Wills. Wills comes dressing up the left side. Takes it all the way in, kicks it over. Beach, jumper, left side. Good for two.
Lead down to three.
3:10 left to go. Third quarter. Barrett to Crouch. To Reed in front court. Reed to the left wing. Picked up a dribble. Tries to throw it back to Crouch and stolen away. To Wills. Wills penetrates in the paint. Forces one up. No good.
That's on Kaylee. That's four.
And I believe it is.
Once again, opening arguments. We have to stay out of foul trouble. And we have, now have two players with four fouls. Now whose call you're going to go to?
That's kind of what he's surveying across there.
He looked down and he turned around and looked right back.
Will's free throw up and good. Closest Round County's been in a long time.
What, since 2-0?
Yep.
I believe.
Crouch will check out. Half going Gordon, young.
Gordon, York, Gordon in the ballgame.
Second free throw up.
Let's cut it to one.
This is, 21-20, 2:56 left to go.
This is definitely the closest it's been.
Sprint splits through two double teams. Go over to Reed. Reed gets a little opening, takes it all the way in and lays it up in the end.
Nice
ice water.
Nice take by Reed right there.
That eighth grader doesn't know pressure. She just said, I'm going to score it.
She just went straight to the basket.
They loaded in the Beach. Kick it over to Eastham. Now up to Wills. Top the key. Wills will put down a dribble. Hands it off to Walker. Walker nearly has it taken away by Barrett. Gets it back. Three up for the tie. No good. Rebound comes off. Should be back in the ball, and it is. His Beach couldn't hold on to it.
Good defense for the Lady Cats there.
Reed looking to get it in. Finds Gordon. They come over, trap her. Gets it back over to Barrett. Barrett, middle of the floor, gets it to French on that left wing. Bailey.
She shuffled her feet. She wanted to go before she put the ball down.
Well, I think she thought she was going to have pressure and
realized
there was nobody there and got happy feet.
They were happy for sure.
Wills back the other direction for Round County. Kicks it over to Walker out on this left wing. Walker
gets a tough assignment for Gordon.
They loaded in the Beach down low. The ball's knocked around. French comes up with a steal.
Brown forced it in there. Good defense by the Lady Cats.
French over to Gordon. Three. Left side's up. No good. Beach claims the rebound for Round County. Wills to Ford. Tiller's starting to hustle
three.
Back.
Walker, Ford going to take it herself.
Ties it up. 23.
Tie ball game. Again. Bath game's going to look back and say all the opportunities they missed.
Reed takes it down, kicks it over. Ball pinballs around, trying to get it to French. It's stolen away. Walker gets a steal. Over to Ford. Ford drives into the paint, goes in.
She's going to have two shots. Foul on the floor. I'm not sure who this is on. Gordon, her first. Make her earn them at the stripe. They had a girl wide open on the block, so we've seen Round struggle free throw line tonight. They're going to be shooting for their first lead, Todd, after being down 9-0.
Absolutely. Actually got down as much as 12-0 before they scored. Round County leads it for the first time tonight, 24-23, 1:26 left to go in the third.
So they've been on a 24-9 run since then. Amazing. The missed opportunities that we've had tonight.
Round County leads it by two, 25-23.
Problem is now, where's the offense going to come from?
Wills gets a steal, but throws it right back into the hands of French. French pushes down to the right wing, gives it up to Barrett. Barrett.
Round and half-court man.
Tiller comes up, set a pick, gets the switch. Beach now guarding Barrett.
It's a mismatch, but now they're going to set a screen, and Ford's going to get right back on her.
Barrett goes driving in. Scoop shot up, no good.
We've seen her make that, but that was a big, that was a force.
Ford gets rebound, got to stop Biles. Puts up a little floater at the line.
That looked like a
23.
That looked like a Haven shot right there.
And it's stolen away by Wills. Wills turns, goes up. French goes for a block. Gets it. Gets the rebound. And then we're going to have a Round County foul.
Foul's going to be on Ford. That'll be her third. Nope,
actually,
11.
No, they're going to give it. They'll have an 11.
There is no 11. There is no number 11.
14. 14.
Ford's third.
That is on Ford. That is three.
Walker replaces Ford, so she won't pick up that fourth one before the end of the quarter.
44 seconds left to go.
Once again, this deep full court press has bothered the Lady Cats this quarter.
Reed gets it into Barrett, over to French. French turns, and Easton didn't give her room to come down. Commits the foul.
She was late. Her second. She was a step late getting there.
Bath County will inbound at about half court. Mount County pulls off the pressure.
They go back to half court man. Walker on Barrett. It's a tough matchup for Barrett, or for Walker, excuse me.
Barrett drives it all the way in. Scoop shot up, no good. Taylor rebound, put back. Bouncing. Good. Back to a 2-point game.
Good opportunity for second chance points right there.
Abbott gets it over to Walker. Walker up the right side in the front court to Beach. Beach working against Hiller. Has her shot blocked. Barrett comes up with the rebound. Barrett behind the back dribble. 10 seconds. Crosses the timeline. Drives herself all the way to left block for the tie. And it's there. 27-27. 4 seconds. 2 seconds. Wills, no idea what time was left on the clock. No shot. And we've played three quarters of basketball here in Owingsville. It's Bath County, Round County. Girls basketball tied up after three. Be back the fourth and final quarter in 1 minute right here on WKCA.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If I told you adding BioReg Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioReg Plus products or BioReg Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
'27-27 after three quarters of basketball here in Owingsville. Monday night, early start. Just now getting about the regular tip-off time. As Bath County, Round County. Lady Cats, Lady Vikings.
Round County's ball coming out.
Round County get the ball to start this fourth and final quarter.
It's going to be a good ball game.
Bath County with all five of their starters out there. Two of them with four fouls. And Norris, excuse me, Tiller's out there instead of Parade. But Norris and Crouch. As the three is up from the right side from Walker, and she cans it.
You have to get
back on top of three.
You have to get out on her. You have to.
Crouch gives it up to Norris. Norris tries to get it over to Barrett. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Round County's Walker.
Lady Cats are very, very fortunate there. Freed in for Tiller.
Glad to see she's back.
Yes.
Freed took one to the face. So don't know if it was the chops, the eyes, or the nose. Crouch dribbles to the right wing, throws a bullet up top. Barrett somehow comes up with over to Norris. Norris fakes the three, tries to force one down low to Fareed.
She had the open look.
Take three.
She had the open look.
Ford pushes back the other direction. She charges, runs right into Barrett. She stood her ground. Coach Collier has called for somebody to stand there and take a charge all night long against these Lady Vikings.
Ford's fourth.
Abbott's going to come in. Ford's going to check out with those four. Round County leads it by three.
Coach is on Round County bench telling Ford, you need to stop and pop right there, not take it all the way to the basket. Fair. Something Ashton could do, too.
Has to give it over to Norris on the left side. Abbott knocks it away, goes out of bounds.
The turnover.
Smallest player on the floor, but the biggest heart.
I tell you what, she has played hard tonight. She's been Round County's unsung hero.
Absolutely. It's Wills. Has it between the circles. Dribbling. That's Barrett.
Picked up a cheap foul there. Just let her.
It's her second.
First.
So they're looking to get it in, and they do. They get it to Easton. Back over to Wills. Wills calls play up top.
She's wanting it.
Walker with the point in the circle. Scott for Reed. They'll set a double pick trying to get Walker free. Over to Wills. Three left corner is up. It's good.
Man,
33-27. 6:42 left to go in the game. Round County's largest lead at six now. Barrett back the other direction. Drives all the way down. Puts the shot up. No good. She was fouled. Let's go to the line for two. Got to capitalize when the clock stops. Your team's down. Fouls on Walker.
Walker,
her second.
Now you have to capitalize at the free throw line.
Barrett free throw up and good. 33-28. Round County with the lead. Back County with Barrett at the line, shooting her second free throw. It's on its way. It's long. Easton gets a rebound. Finds Wills. Wills comes up the right side. Now gives it up. Easton between the circles. Back over to Wills.
She didn't even look to shoot. She's no scoring threat whatsoever.
Abbott will. She's got it dribbling up top. Gets around Barrett.
Nice move.
Stops, pops, elbow jumper up. No good. Crafts with the rebound. Hands it off to Barrett.
Abbott took it right at Barrett.
Kicks it up top. Barrett free. Three's on its way. In and out. No good. Rebound comes off. Abbott goes and gathers it as it was tipped out.
Good look by Barrett there. They went underneath the screen and she shot the three. Just didn't fall.
Perkins goes driving in. Ball that's knocked away.
Crouch's fifth. She's out.
And that's five on Kaylee Crouch. I don't think she was in the act of shooting.
I think they're going to give her two shots. Reed will replace Crouch. Good Perkins at the line for two.
Chance to add to this Round County lead with the clock stopped. Free throw up and good.
Matches their largest lead, correct?
Yep. That one's short.
And then she gets her own rebound because nobody blocked her out.
Got it out on the right wing up to Abbott. Needs some help. Finds Walker. Walker with it. Barrett guarding her. Hands it off to Abbott. Abbott slips. Ball goes on the floor. Norris ties her up.
Bath County ball. She's small, but she's mighty.
Barrett comes into front court with it, between the circles, over to Norris.
Lady Cats need a bucket.
Comes driving in, goes
out
up
of control.
No good, and we'll say last touch by Round County.
Lady Cats got a break there. Round and half court man.
They get it into French over on that left wing, out to Barrett. Back over to French, open three is
short.
On its way. Short.
Got her own rebound.
Follows it, goes in. And Lane gets it up for two. Makes it a four-point game. 5:18 left to go. 34-30. Walker to the left corner to Perkins. To Easton, back to Walker between the circles.
Easton's just not even looking at the basket.
Gives it over to Wills. Wills gets around Reed. Drives it in. Shot up no good. Reed with the rebound. Looks and finds Barrett. She pushes it down court. Finds Norris. Norris thought about the three. Over to Barrett.
Looks like she double dribbled there. She cut it up on her hip. Got away with it.
Barrett with it between the circles.
Round favor, we're not happy with that.
They ain't been happy with much tonight.
No.
Norris fakes the three, gives it over to Barrett.
She could have
picked up her fifth there, too.
A lot happening with Norris right now.
Over to Freed. Down low they go to Reed. He pinballs into the hands of French. She goes forcing one up. She was fouled. It's going to be on Wills.
Be her third. Again, chance to put some points on the board with the clock not moving. The clock stopped.
4:25 left to go here in the ball game. Bath County trails it by four. Bridge can cut into the lead. Bouncing good, it does. Makes it a one possession game.
Got the shooter's roll there, got the touch. Question is, how long does Stokes go with Ford on the bench with like four fouls?
How cold does that make her sitting there for that long time, too?
$1 million question.
French, chance to cut it to two. Free throw on its way. That one's nothing at the bottom of the net.
Bath and going into their half court 1-1-2-1 zone.
To look down low for Abbott. Three jumps in and gets the steal to Norris. Norris pushing up the right side over to French. Thought about it, kicks it out to Norris. Fakes the three, step back. Out to Reed. She'll put a three up left side. It's long. French with the rebound. She goes up on the inside. Fouled on the floor. Which Lady Viking going to give this to? Going to be on Beach.
Beach.
Her third.
Fouls are starting to rack up on both sides.
One more foul for Round County. Puts Bath County at the line for two. Norris looking to get it in. Looking. Triggers it high to French. Over to Barrett. I would have liked to see Barrett go up with it. And miss Norris wide open on that backside. Barrett gets around her defender, drives all the way in, lays it up, no good. Rebounds off the Walker.
I thought she got fouled on that.
Gives it over to Easton. Now to Abbott. Abbott loads it inside the Beach.
Foul three.
Her. Go be on the floor.
It's her first, is what I've got.
So Ford comes back with 3:45 left to go. Abbott will check out. So Ford will look to trigger.
Abbott gave them some really good minutes tonight.
Looking. Ford gets it into Beach at the foul line. Spins. Shots blocked by three.
Three picks it up for second. Which Beach at the free throw line.
Chance to get Brown County back to a four-point lead with two make free throws. Still one possession game, 34-32, Brown County leads. Beach missed a first, we'll get a second. Second free throw from the senior in Beach, in and out, no good. Rebounds off to Barrett. Barrett's got to have a double-double.
Free throw shooting has not been good at all.
Working against Walker. She's fouled. She's going to go to line for two regardless if she was in the act of shooting or not. So that was the fifth foul on the team.
Walker's third.
Three on Walker.
Again, free throw shooting has not been good on either end of the court. Need these two from Barrett.
Barrett's free throw up and good. Who was the team? Was it Menifee the other night? The girls shot, and they were just all so it's high archers and just nothing but the bottom.
Nothing but the bottom, yeah.
Side ball game at 34, 3:36 left to go.
Bath again in their half court, 1-1-2-1 defense.
Ford gives it up to Easton out on the left wing. Over to Walker, up top the floor between the circles. Over to Walker. Walker drives in, goes up, lays it in.
Pretty much uncontested right there.
Everybody afraid to pick up a foul. Barrett back the other direction.
Everything's shooting fouls from here on out from both teams.
So give it over to French on the right wing. French gives it up to Freed. Freed working against Beach. Drives in, turns around, shot up, short. Rebound comes off the wheels of Round County.
I don't think that's the shot Coach Collier wanted.
Wheels pushing back the other direction, goes in. Freed fouls her.
It's up for third. She made a mistake on both ends that time. But that's what happens when you've got young kids on the floor.
So Will's at the line, chance to send her team into a two-possession game. Stretches it to three, 37-34. So plenty of time for Bath County to mount a comeback as they led most of this game. Second free throw from Wills is up. Nothing at the bottom of the net on that one.
Timeout Round County.
38-34. 2:53 left to go in the contest. Equip yourself the best deals of the year during the New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility PowerStar. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with the year-end Value Bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offers end December 31st. As Montgomery Tractor, one of our great sponsors, remember, stick around tonight's postgame as we will have your Earl Cottle Offensive Player of the Game, your Downtown Athletic Club Defensive Player of the Game, and your Sports Mowing Unsung Hero. And Davey, this is a game you looked at early on. Round County was held scoreless in that first quarter, 9-0. Bath County was able to actually stretch it out to 12-0 before the Lady Vikings were able to get points on the board. But Round County has just Round County themselves. They just fought tooth and nail.
They have fought this whole second half. They have fought really hard. They changed up their defense. They went on that full court press. Lady Cats made some turnovers. Weren't able to get any buckets, and Round County was. They kind of got the hot hand, saw some balls go through the basket, and then just kind of carried on from there. So Lady Cats got a lot of work cut out for them this last 2:53.
Well, no Kaylee Crouch, and she's fouled out.
She's fouled out. Norris has got four, and Farida's got three. Barrett has two. And again, Brown County's in this.
One. Reed gets it into Norris. Back over to Reed. Reed turns, finds Barrett. Barrett gets to the half court, and Brown County will settle into their half court.
They're
defense.
In half court man-to-man.
Barrett dribbles to the right wing up to French. French goes in, and they're going to call it a foul on Beach.
That will be her fourth.
So French will be at the line for two. So important to score with the clock stopped. Coach D always talked about hydration, hydration, hydration. I guess mine will be scoring with the clock stopped.
You have to score. You have to when the clock stops. You've got to put, especially when you're behind.
The clock is your enemy when you're behind. One possession game, 38-35. Brown County leads it by three. Bailey French cut it to two here. Opportunity. Free throw's on its way, bouncing, rolling off, no good. Beach with the rebound. She turns and finds Ford. So both Ford and Beach on the floor for Round County with four.
Good hustle by Barrett right there.
Barrett.
Collier gets the timeout on the steal.
Dives in, gets the steal. Collier with the timeout. He's our unsung hero right now. As it's a full timeout, 38-35. Round County leads it by three. Bath County ball will return in 1 minute right here on WKCA.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Round County leads it by three. Bath County inbounding. Norris in the backcourt into the hands of Barrett. Barrett in the front court for Bath County. Dribbles to the right wing. Fakes pass looking for somebody to get it to French between the circles. Gives it back to Barrett. Barrett working up top. Gives it over to French in the corner. French out to Norris. Norris drives in, goes to dump it down to Freed. They're going to say tipped out of bounds. This will be Bath County ball. Last touch by Eastham of the Lady Vikings.
Got lucky again there. Round County did get a hand on it. But Freed was open. Could have got to her. It'd been an easy basket, maybe.
They get it into French on that left wing. Out to Barrett. Barrett working. Beach now picks up Barrett. Barrett dribbles cross, gives it up to French. 147 left to go. Back County down by three, but has the basketball. Finds Reed out on that right wing. Reed curls, finds Freed at the top of the key. Freed turns. Now puts down a dribble, needs some help. Gives it off to French. French curls, takes in the paint, kicks over to Norris. Three for the tie, no good. Long kicking rebound goes out. Barrett saves it. Throws it out to Reed.
Good hustle by Ashton right there to save that.
Reed to French, back over to Barrett on that left wing.
Called from the screen from Freed.
Barrett one step into three to French. Three for the tie, no good. Freed pulls down the rebound. Players go to the floor, forward and Reed tie up. Jump ball, possession on favor of the Vikings, Lady Vikings.
Good hustle by Josie Reed there.
But four could have possibly got that fifth as she was kind of over.
It could have gone either way there. Big possession right here. We need a stop.
Ford has it dribbling out high. Throws to Eastham. Ball's tip. Ends up in the hands of Wills. Wills curls. Kicks it out to Beach on that left wing. Back out to Ford.
Brown's looking to run some clock.
French guarding Ford out here. Ford. Big set. Still running around. Back then he's Barrett reaches out and fouls
her.
But they're at the line with 45 seconds. Chance to extend this round. Kenny Lee.
Ashton's third. Brown's going to make us chase him now. I hope that they miss from the free throw line.
She's set for a while. How cold is she? Free throw up from 40.
Not very, unfortunately.
Not cold enough.
Her sister was a really good free throw shooter.
Ford makes it a 4-point lead. Now five.
Back into their press. Make Bath use some clock.
Barrett. Over to Reed. Reed catches. Over to French. Timeout called by Bath County. The 40 seconds left go, trailing by five. We're going to hold things right here. You know, Davey, you've got Lady Cats down by five. There's no 5-point shot in basketball. 3-point basket or twos. At what point do you start having to chuck threes? Do you just take the first open one? Do you just try to drive and get fouled?
Right here, you've got two timeouts left. You don't need to chuck a three right here. You need to attack the basket, try to draw a foul, get an and one, get to the free throw line, put some points on the board with the clock stopped, and then try to get a turnover. You don't need a three here yet. I mean, when you get down to, you know, under 10, 15 seconds, you know, and it's a one possession ball game, you know, it's a 3-point lead, then you, but right now, don't panic. Look and try to get to the basket and get a good look or go to the free throw line.
Bath leading bracket on the boys' side of things, 15-9 after one quarter of basketball. Thanks,
boy,
Doug.
That's going to be a late night right there.
You ain't kidding.
It's good to be at home.
on a cold, snowy night.
Yes. Good to have a 6:30 tip as well.
I wasn't expecting. Apparently, all of our games this week are 6:30. We've got the Mike Brummage and Lady Cat Classic coming up later this week. Starts on the 21st. Bath County plays the 6:30 game on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. We'll have the action on that one, with the exception of the first night. That's Kentucky-Louisville.
There'll be some good basketball. I don't think that's the look that Coach Collier was looking for. Not the look he was wanting. You could tell by how he's
Barrett
talking to
Ashton. The three. So lob it in, Barrett. Ford tie up. Ford comes out there with it. They're going to call a foul on Barrett.
Diamond called a timeout. Timeout Round County.
30-second timeout by the Lady Vikings.
Well, thank Collier's not agreeing with that because Ford didn't have control of the ball. So I kind of agree with Coach Collier there.
5-point Round County lead, 28 seconds on the clock. Lady Vikings will inbound full length of the court.
Need a steal right here. Need a turnover and a bucket.
It almost looked like Barrett was trying to foul Ford before she could get the ball inbound. Got to be careful doing something like that, though. I mean, I know it would be Barrett's fourth, but
you got to
you know, sometimes those officials, if they call it, they make it intentional and it hurts you.
Yeah. Let's see what kind of out of bounds play Brown comes up with here to get the ball in.
So Easton will be your trigger. Look for one of them to go long.
Somebody's looking to go long, but they've Bathurst put Fareed back.
They get it in the four, coming up the left side. She's fouled by Norris.
Norris is fifth. Once again, we've seen, I mean, Ford has made what, her last four or five free throws, so it's not who you want on the line.
So Alyssa Gordon going to come back in. Norris is going to check out those five personals. Brown County leads it by five. 28 seconds left to go. Ford free throw in and out, no good.
Still
a five-point lead.
Still going to be just a two-possession ball game, whether she makes or misses. So we still, Bass still got a chance, just can't panic.
Ford second free throw on its way and good.
Still just need to come down and get a good shot. We don't want Ashton taking it out, though.
To get it into French.
Attack, get to the basket.
Over to Barrett. Steps into a three right side. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound comes off to Beach. Beach tied up.
And she calls timeout.
I don't know that I would have called a timeout.
I wouldn't have either.
Foul,
I don't understand that either, but because she has been good from the free throw line tonight. It's going to be a
full Brown County timeout with 18.7. We'll take one as well. Back in 1 minute, right here on WKCA.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wire Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wire Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wire Gray Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Brown County's Wills dribbles along the baseline, fouled by Fareed.
That's her fourth.
With 13 seconds left to go.
A lot of clock. A lot of time right off the clock there. If she makes both of these, it's going to be, you know, a difficult task. But if she still, if she misses both, it's still a two-possession ball game.
So Wills, free throw on its way, and that's good. She's worked hard on improving her game over the years.
She has. Good-looking free throw shot there.
Second free throw up, good as well. As they get it to Barrett. Barrett comes dribbling up the right side. Gets all the way to the right wing, 7 seconds. Deep three is up. Misses everything, goes out of bounds. With 3 seconds left to go.
Again, after jumping out to a 12-0 lead, very disappointing loss. Bath County's going to follow 1-2 in the district.
Brown County with the win improves to 5-3 on the season. 2-0 within the 61st district. With the loss, Bath County slips to 5-3, 1-2 within the district. As Davey's going to work on getting some final stats put together after tonight's contest, we'll come back with our Players of the Game awards and more as you're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Wrap-Up right here on WKCA.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2-tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So, goodbye to short-lived, and hello to something that lasts.
Shop at your brand's Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lick, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Welcome back here at Bath County High School as the Round County Lady Vikings knock off the Bath County Lady Cats here this evening. Final score, Round County 43, Bath County 35. Davey, you got some stats for us?
Yes, I do. Not very good stats. For Round County, they finished the game 12 of 38 from the field for 31.6%, 4 of 13 from three-point land for 30.8%, and 15 of 24 from the free throw line. They went 14 of 20 from the free throw line in the second half for 70% to pull away to win this ball game 43-35. They were led in scoring by Ford with 15, Wills had 11, and Walker had 8. For your Bath County Lady Cats, they finished the game 12 of 50 for 24%, 2 of 20 from three-point land for 10%, and 9 of 18 from foul line for 50%. Some telling stats, second half, Bath County was 0 of 9 from three-point land, 7 of 23 from the field in the second half. They committed 9 turnovers again in the second half, whereas Round County only committed 6 after committing 17 in the first half. That was huge. Total rebounds, we lost the rebounding war 39 to 34, which is, you know, one of our arguments, and they outscored us on 3 points from 12 to 6. So, but Bath did have seven second chance points, but we just couldn't capitalize off of them. As I see Coach Collier coming across the floor,
And the points off turnovers, 12 to 10.
12 to 10. That's just you know, this is a very, very disappointing loss for the Lady Cats.
Absolutely, as Coach Collier is going to make his way up. We'll give him a second, allow him time to get his headsets on as you're listening to Bath County Lady Cat wrap up right here on WKCA. Back in 30 seconds.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Coach Mark Collier of the Bath County Lady Cats has made his way up here to talk to us tonight. Coach, that was a tough one right there. Started out able to shut Round County out in that first quarter, but they found ways to score.
Yeah, we had our chances to win. We just didn't play our style of ball today. And it just, that's what happens when you don't come to play, come ready to play.
Well, did the start time maybe change things, not being in school, kind of change up your normal routine a little bit? Or
no, we're not making excuses. We just didn't take care of business tonight.
I mean, you had a couple of players that played pretty good in stretches. But once again, the one bugaboo, we went through stretches of not getting points on the board, allowing too much time to go off between our baskets, and something that we've kind of had all season. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. We just we got to find ways to score, other ways to score.
Well, things don't get any easier. You're going to celebrate a great man coming up later this week, Mike Brumagen, former Bath County coach, and with the Lady Cat Classic. You've got some good teams coming in here for that. Game times are 6:30 all week, starting what, on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd?
Yeah, so we play at 6:30 every night. Game start at 2, and then next one's at 3:30, 5, and 6:30. Have a couple of teams that have won state championships in the past coming to Owensville, so, I mean, it's a good thing, you know. It'll be some good basketball out there. You know, we have a tough team, Rockcastle, first game. They're one of the top teams in the 13th right now, 12th or 13th. 13th, I think. So they're very well coached. I put us up there. I thought we'd be able to, you know, I thought it'd be a good test for us before going to on the Christmas break. But it's gonna be some good ball. So I hope we have some people come out. So thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Coach. That was Coach Mark Collier after tonight's game, as Bath County Lady Cats losing a tough one here in the district. 43-35 is the final score.
You could feel the disappointment right there in that post-game talk.
Well, you know, Davey, it's tough being a coach, and you got to give him credit coming up here and talking to us after a tough one like that. But, you know, his team, they're still trying to figure things out. It's not the end of the season. You know, yes, you lost Round County on your home court, but you'll see them again. Possibly could see them two or more times. You know, one win in the district, you're in the region. And this is a team, you know, once he gets a few more of those little pieces back, makes them more dangerous.
Yeah,
and, you know, when you're looking at your first and second subs coming in, possibly being eighth graders, that takes a lot.
What you don't want this to do is take away their confidence, because they had some confidence coming into the night. And now you're going to have to build that back up. And it's not going to get easy that first ball game in the Classic on Thursday going against Rockcastle. They are always a really, really good program. So it should be interesting. So it's a tough loss. They'll bounce back from Coach Collier's. He'll get his staff. They'll get them back together and go from here.
Absolutely. As Bath County Lady Cats will next be in action. They'll play on the 21st, which is Thursday, 6:30. Games will be starting at 2 that day. All these other teams. Kentucky-Louisville game is that night, so we won't be on the air for it, but we will be the following two nights. So Friday and Saturday night, 6:30, we'll roughly around 6:30, we'll have those games for you.
While you're sitting around eating your ham and your turkey, turn on the ball game and listen to us.
Come out
and enjoy. I mean, there's going to be four games, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There's going to be some really good basketball. Come out and see. Former boys coach Jim Bob Hicks is bringing his girls team down here. Might be his last time coaching a team in this gym. You never know, so come out and see Jim Bob again if you remember the days when he was here. So he'd be glad to see you. He would really like for you to come out.
Pass along the score. Bath County boys leading at the half, 33-25 over Bracken. Thanks to Doug Toy for passing that score along.
The boys can keep that up.
As far as player game awards, we can't get any further without that. As far as our opening arguments, of course, this is the final verdict brought to you by Ira Kuhlman Attorney at Law. Foul trouble, Bath County had a couple players foul out. Had a couple, ended up with four. So fouls really was a trouble all night long. Rebounding was out. Rebounded by Round County. And they can't go through stretches without scoring, and they did that.
On a night when they really needed, because Brown they went, what'd you say, 9 minutes and something? It was an opportunity for Bath to really get a big lead going.
Well, I mean, they went the first full 8 minutes, so
yeah.
And then it took them a minute and a half in that second quarter before they got the first
nine
point.
Nine and a half minutes. Wow.
So, wow. But as far as our offensive player of the game, brought to you by R. O'Connell Construction Company tonight, the double-double girl tonight.
Has to be Ashton Barrett. Has to be. She played not really hard on both ends before she wound up with, even total rebounds was 13, but she had 10 defensive rebounds alone. So she did it on both ends. Just couldn't get the baskets to fall when we needed them. She wound up with 22 points, and she has to be our – out of, you know, 35 points, she has to be our offensive player of the game.
22 points, 13 rebounds, 5 steals tonight's contest for senior Ashton Barrett. As far as your downtown athletic club defensive player of the game, who are you liking for that one?
Tell me somebody out there, Todd. I'm really struggling with this one. Let's talk this one out.
Bailey French had 6 rebounds on the defensive side, or 4 rebounds on the defensive side of things, had 4 steals. Your other player, Fareed, she had three defensive rebounds and two block shots.
Let's give it to them both.
I liked both of those, and that's why I was bringing up both of their names.
I was looking at Fareed because she played, you know, hard on the defensive end, but Bailey did as well. So let's give it to both Bailey and Fareed on that.
And as far as your unsung hero tonight, that one.
Let's go with Gordon. She come in and played 3.5 minutes. I'm sure when she got here to gym tonight, she wasn't expecting to be on the floor. But she come out and she made some things happen while she was out there. I mean, her stat line doesn't show a whole lot, but she did contribute. She wasn't afraid to put that one shot up that she missed. But I just think Gordon stepping out on the floor and being able to come out and play tonight, I think it's going to be more valuable down the road than it was tonight. Because Collier needs to play as many girls as he can right now because he's going to need them come later in the season and especially postseason.
Absolutely, yes. That's going to wrap up things from Bath County here this evening. Once again, the Round County Lady Vikings get the win. Final score, 43-35. And they improved their record to 5-3, 2-0 within the district. Bath County slips to 5-3 on the season, 1-2 within the district. Until we're back on the air on Friday night.
Friday night.
6:30. Now, that's kind of the tentative because there is games earlier in that day. They're roughly going to start 15 to 30 minutes after the conclusion. So depending on how those go, if they have an overtime or if they have a delay or anything like that. But approximate start time is about 6:30. We'll be on the air roughly about 10, 15 minutes before tip-off. So remember, stick around, listen. UK will be on the air on the 21st as they'll be taking on the Cardinals of Louisville. For Davey Moore, thanks to Ian back in the studio.
Thank you, Ian.
So long. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.